Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Hello all.
Hey, friends.
That's Maggie.
That's Tavinia.
Oh, you know what?
No. Wasn't even talking to the microphone.
Okay, and we're back. Hello.
Hi there. If you can hear that, that's amazing. So that's Maggie.
That's Tavinia.
And I'm now actually speaking into a microphone.
Yep. Good job.
Which, fun times, we just took a Bob's Burgers quiz to see which character we were. And I got Tina Belcher.
But, like, you kind of rigged it, though.
No, I didn't.
And Tina's, like, not accurate.
I mean, the description's not right of her, but
I feel like
I'm
everybody.
Weird. I like
yeah,
butts.
That's true. Everybody's, like, secretly Tina.
Yeah.
I got fucking Gail.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Nobody likes her. Nobody.
I enjoy her. I couldn't live with her or be around her or
exactly.
Be related to her, but, you know, she's not that bad.
I'm Gail. That's fine.
So that's depressing for you.
Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about tattoos.
Tattoos!
Speaking of Bob's Burgers. So I watched an episode of Bob's Burgers last night. And it was the one where Tina accidentally gets, like, swindled for her, like, ultra rare pony doll thing. And Bob has to, like, go undercover to get it back. And they're gonna... Like, they find out that he's a fake, and so they're going to tattoo him. But the, like, lead person of the bad men keeps calling it a tattoo.
Ugh. Yes, Bob, you're going to get your tattoo.
Oh, God, it sounds like tit.
Ugh.
Okay, so we're going to talk about tattoos today.
Yeah, we are. So, I have tattoos.
Tattoos.
And... You have some, too.
I do, too. I do.
I have... What did you just say there?
I don't know. I made it really weird.
I was going to let it go, and then I was like, no, we need
yeah,
to...
Yeah, no, let's readdress that. Yeah, that was fucking weird. Yes, I do have tattoos.
Okay.
Okay.
I have 7.
I have 3, but, like, many more in the works. Although I know you have a lot in the works, too, so...
Yeah.
Maybe that doesn't count for any street cred.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, I don't know. So, we're pretty passionate about them. Obviously, we have them. And I've written an article about tattoos. You've done an actual, like, fucking documentary about tattoos.
Yeah, which I kind of forgot about until Dalton talked about it last week.
Yeah, it was pretty good, though.
At the time, I didn't have any tattoos when we made the documentary.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So maybe let's start with, like, general societal perceptions of tattoos. Also, let me address really quickly, because it's happening. In the last few episodes, I've been recording all over my new apartment trying to figure out where is the best place for sound quality. So one of the episodes I was in, like, this tiny, tiny little area of my apartment that's on the floor plan, they call it a dressing room. It's a hallway, basically.
It's an extended hallway.
Yeah, it's a hallway. So I was recording in there for a while, and it was super echoey, so I was going to have to buy some, like, soundproof foam stuff to, like, put on the ceiling and all that. Then today, there was a literal blizzard in Denver, so I had the day off work, and I rearranged my whole apartment, and then there was space for my desk out under the window, so I was like, okay, cool, that's a better place to put it, because better sound quality, like, there's more stuff in this room to, like, absorb the sound, cool beans. I put it here, I forgot about the fact that I have radiator heating.
As it gets louder.
And, right, it's like, what'd you say, bitch? For whatever reason, my radiator sounds like... an angry child, like a passive-aggressive angry child trying to get your attention, and it just, it's not even on, like, I have not turned my heat on, and it just bangs all day and all night long. So It's not echoey anymore, but now we have a pissed off 2-year-old. So, take it or leave it.
So there it is.
So there it is. So let's go back to general societal perceptions. What do you think they are?
I feel like they're actually getting kind of better about tattoos. Yeah. There's so many things out there about, like, fuck off, they're my tattoos, leave me alone, it doesn't matter. I don't know how it's offending you in any kind of way, shape, or form. Especially lots of, like, pictures and stuff of people who are much older with their tattoos and, like, how they've kind of aged with it. Because it's always the thing, right? Of, like, oh, you're gonna regret that in, like, 80 years, or,
yeah,
like,
when you're 85, which, bitch, first of all, I don't plan on living that long.
Exactly.
And jokes the one on that you. Really, the one that really pisses me off, because it is very, like, centralized to women, is, well, how's that gonna look in your wedding dress?
Yes.
Bitch, it's gonna look badass. What do you mean? Like,
yes.
So sexist.
I just don't understand. What do you mean? Yeah. How's it going to, like?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep, that one actually really annoys me a lot.
Yep.
Even though I've never put on a wedding dress, so. Yes. So I feel like it's gotten a lot better, but there's definitely still the whole, especially in the workplace.
Yes.
Tattoos and stuff, which, I mean, when I go in for an interview, I typically wear maybe, like, something kind of long sleeve, but I'm not typically because I'm trying to hide it, it just ends up being that way, because I have some that, no matter the sleeve length, you're gonna at least see it, well, one of them, you're gonna at least see it, and honestly, to this day, I have one that's on my left forearm, that you can easily see. And some people that I've known and been working with for at least 7 months now are just like, hey, did you just get that tattoo? No, I've had this one for a while.
Like, I had that exact same conversation with one of my coworkers, which granted it's only been like 2 months since I've worked at my job. But she like used to be a flight attendant, and I was talking about how I would love to be a flight attendant. And she was like, oh my God, like you should, like you'd be so great at it. And I was like, oh, I can't though, because I have visible tattoos. All three of my tattoos are like forearms or below, like wrists or forearms. And so I said, like, yeah, I have visible tattoos. And she was like, oh, you do? I'm like, how have you not noticed? I'm literally like the world's fucking palest person. I'm so white and my tattoos are all just black ink, so they're like really fucking obvious. Like, I don't know how anybody has missed that, but it's kind of nice that it's no longer perceived as like, you know, such a like shocking thing that it's the first thing people notice about you.
Yeah, it's becoming just very normalized.
Yeah.
And seeing them on people, especially younger people, because us damn millennials.
It's fucking our, millennials.
Our tattoos.
You millennials and your tattoos and avocados. How dare you? I know you don't. I know you don't so like avocados.
So I'm like right there with them.
God, you're like, oh, that's right, Betsy. Those fucking avocados.
Those fucking avocado toast. Disgusting.
I don't think I've ever had avocado toast. Mm. Can't say that I wouldn't try it, but I'm too poor to have a toaster, so there's that.
There's that.
Oh, that's sad. Okay. Yeah, I'm the same way with job interviews. Usually I wear... Well, I wear all black to work almost every day, but like for interviews, I almost always wear all black, like black slacks and a black shirt and then a black blazer. And so it's not that I'm like actively trying to cover my tattoos. It's just, that's what I wear to every interview. So it just, so like if I get hot, I'm going to push my sleeves up and they're going to see them. So whatever, hire me or not.
Yep.
The way I look at it is like, if that's the thing, because there are very few times when I like to toot my own horn. But I feel like when it comes to jobs, I am a fucking hard worker. I am going to show up on time every single day. I'm going to stay till it's time to leave. Or better yet, I'm even going to stay till it's done. Like, I'm a quick learner. I take a lot of notes. Like, whatever. So if you can't look past my tattoos enough to see all those qualities about me, this probably is not a place that I want to work anyway.
Yeah. Yep. And like, so there's many things I actually want to hit on this. And wait, do you have more to say? Because I want to type them up to make sure I don't forget them.
No.
Right.
Do you want me to fill some space? Because I can.
Yeah, you keep going.
Okay. Yeah, that's always the first thing I ask employers, though. Like, so if/when I get hired, then my first day, I'll wear long sleeves, and that time it usually is like kind of intentional, just because I don't know what their policy is, and I'll ask. So far, it's never been an issue, and I even like work for the state right now in education, and it's never been one. It's never been an issue like within the office, and two, it's never been. It's not one of those things where they're like, oh, it's cool in the office, but if we're like going for like a site visit, or, you know, like if we're going to be face to face with somebody, we want you to cover them. Like, that's never even been the case, which is nice, because I feel like, well, I guess I don't know, but probably 10 or 15 years ago, I don't think that was the case.
Are you still typing? I'm going to start with this. No. Okay. So, and I kind of, I'm just going to do it. Derail from just tattoos in the workplace to makeup and hair. I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just like body, I'm gonna go with body modification in general. Body,
yes. Well, in fact, that's what we're doing. What is starting to be, I feel like, I almost feel like things have flip-flopped, or maybe things are just more noticeable about it now. I feel like tattoos are becoming way more normalized in the workplace, but hair is, like, now kind of being reverted back. Like, mm-hmm. I think hair used to be, I mean, it was still kind of a big deal, like, oh, God, if you dye your hair one night and come to work. And now it's a little bit more normal, but things like dreads. Dreads, mm-hmm. especially, are so, not even in the workplace, just life. I am right now calling back to memory a video of a kid in a wrestling match, and he had dreads, and the referee, I don't know what they're called in that part of wrestling.
I don't know either.
The official person cut his fucking dreads off.
What?
Right then and there, like,
whoa.
Just started, like, took some scissors to it and started cutting his fucking hair off.
Nah, homeboy.
Which, I think that has more, not more, I think it definitely, not definitely, it does have something to do with a racial issue there, yeah. But also just, what the fuck? And I know that dreads, I mean, the whole, what, creation of them is that it's just matted hair, but it's still someone's fucking hair. And so, I mean, and don't automatically assume just because it's matted hair, it's all gross and disgusting. Some people keep their dreads so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so clean, and don't, then there are people who are just fucking disgusting with theirs, but, and I can understand that's just like anything, keeping your hair kind of clean, which is definitely possible to do with dreads, but just thinking of that right now makes me recall many situations of all, just other people, they didn't have their hair cut off at work, because that would be suing, but people not hiring them because they have dreads, and so I just think about things like that with hair. In the workplace. And, like, one of my good friends just dyed her hair. All these kinds of fun colors, like a rainbow, essentially, in her head. And it looks amazing. And she was kind of like, you know, I wonder what they're going to say. Like, oh, gosh, like, is anything going to come from it? And, I mean, one, the office that we work in, they're very supportive people, so I don't think anyone would say anything like, hey, you can't have that, you know, whatever. If anything, they're just going to be like, well, it's amazing. But the fact that we have to think about things like that, of, it's my hair. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's not your choice to make.
I was like, unless your hair or your tattoo or something is, like, the fucking Octa whoever in Spider-Man with all the claw arms, and it's, like, just snatching up people and throwing them, that is the only time I feel like we should be concerned about what other people are doing to their bodies.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree, and I feel like maybe I'm not the right person to be saying this coming from a white person, but yes, I feel like that has become, like, a huge issue. Like, I see a lot of times in, like, my travel groups of women who post, like, women of color who post and say that, you know, they were targeted specifically because they were wearing dreads or braids or, like, whatever might be considered, like, a stereotypical black or person of color, I guess it would just be black, hairstyle. Yeah, and I don't get that.
Yep. And I just looked it up on CNN. Yeah, it says a varsity wrestler was told to cut his dreadlocks or forfeit the match.
What the fuck?
And so, you see, a person there. I actually might be his coach, not the official. Cutting his hair off. Ah!
That's ridiculous.
Oh, no. They started playing a video. So, yeah. It's yep. just... yeah. So, yeah. And then, as far as makeup, I have been fortunate not to see that, like, to have to experience this, but I know other people have, especially for women in the workplace and the expectation of makeup being done.
Mm-hmm.
You can kiss my ass if you think. Now, and, okay, let's go back, because I know this is going to be brought up. There's a difference between people who enjoy doing their makeup and it being required for people to do their makeup.
Right.
Yeah. Because I hate it, and I don't do it. The only thing I might put on is some eyeliner some days. And I know that you enjoy, you, like, really enjoy doing makeup.
I did my makeup today because I was bored.
Yeah. So, huge difference between enjoying it and being expected to do it.
Yep.
And thinking that that's just the clean, like, professional way of things being done.
There was just an article, oh, shoot, which airline? Virgin Airlines, maybe? Because that, speaking of, like, flight attendants, I don't know how this keeps getting brought up, but that's very common within, like, flight attendants and stuff, is that they're required to wear makeup. So, yeah, here's an article from March 4th, so just, like, 10 days ago, that Virgin Atlantic female cabin crew are no longer required to wear makeup during flights. And before that, they were. That's like, what? I don't understand. Like, somebody like you, for somebody like me, that's no big deal, and I would continue to wear makeup just because I like it, but for somebody like you who doesn't wear makeup, and then you get this, like, cool-ass job, and then they're like, actually, you literally have to wear makeup.
I would not drive
what?
There.
No.
Like, there's multiple things to that. One, the expectation of it. You can get your sexist ass on. And two, makeup's expensive.
Yeah,
like, if you, I feel like, and I mean, I don't know too much about it, but just from, like, watching you do it and hearing you listen to all those damn videos, it's really expensive.
Yep.
And unless you want to break out because you're buying super cheap stuff, you're going to have to buy the nicer stuff. And to expect someone to do that on the regular... Now, if they gave a... what is the word that they give people?
Oh, yeah, if they, like, give you a stipend for it.
There we go. A stipend cool. for some fucking makeup. Okay. I would probably use it and just take it to the mall and have them do the free sample on my face and just tip them very well. But that's... Yeah. So...
Yeah, that's problematic.
Those things, kind of things, piss me off a lot, actually.
Yep.
Especially in the workplace. But I feel like we're about to come to the age where all the people who see that as being such a terrible thing are about to die.
Yep.
And then here we are.
I sometimes think that, and then I will, like, get on Facebook and see posts from, like, people that I went to high school with, or just people who, like, yeah, let's just stick with that. People I went to high school with who are just posting about shit that I'm like, oh my god, I thought that all millennials were kind of on the same page here. No. Unfortunately, no. There are definitely still pockets of people who are never going to be okay with it, but luckily it's, like, becoming fewer and farther between.
That's true. That's true.
It's also, I think this is a very American problem. Maybe, well, that's not entirely fair, but, like, when we were living in Ireland, I was at my work holiday party, and I was sitting next to one of the lecturers in our department, and he was looking at my tattoos, and at the time, I only had two, and I was planning my third one, because I got it in Ireland. It's, like, an Ireland tribute, of course, take a shot, and he, like, pointed at my tattoos, and he was asking about them, and I told him the stories and whatever, and then I asked him if he would ever get any, and he was like, no, I can't do that, I'm white, like, I'm not cool enough. And I was like, I'm white. Yeah, I was like, I'm white, and I have tattoos. And he was like, yeah, but you're American, so it's fine. And I thought that was just a really interesting thing to say, because I'd never considered the fact that tattoos are, like, kind of an American thing. And even just, like, the way he phrased it sort of implies that either A, they just think Americans are, like, cool and edgy, or B, they think Americans are fucking out of control. I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit of both. But Yeah, so this might be like a sort of American problem. I don't know.
Yeah. That's really fucking annoying. How about the, I can't do that, I'm not cool enough, I'm white.
Yeah, I'm white, I'm not cool, I can't do that, I'm not cool enough. Right. It's like, okay.
Cool. So, I don't know if you see what I'm trying to do here, but I'm trying to morph those three together.
What?
Tattoos, makeup, hair.
Oh, no, I don't have the Google Doc open.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you don't. So, speaking of hair, just in general, and I'll come back to tattoos. So, maybe I should finish tattoos out and then get to makeup and hair by itself. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. And this is something that I kind of struggle with. So, people who get tattoos, it's not really struggle with. I realize how much sometimes I am not the most, like, it takes a second for me to be as open-minded as I would like to think I am. Mm-hmm. When people get tattoos and everyone's like, oh, like, you know, what does it mean or whatever? And those that get tattoos and they have no meaning, that's one of those things I have to work on of, like, I don't know. I feel like all tattoos have to have meanings, and I know that's so stupid and that's so old-fashioned of thinking. And it's their body. They do what they want to it. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you think tattoos should have meanings, or are you, like, would you ever just get one to fucking get one and it has nothing to do with anything?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I feel like my sort of, like, difference there, though, and maybe this by default gives it a meaning, is that, oh, shit, I'm, like, trudging through fucking muddy water right now. Okay. I would never get, like, a stupid tattoo without thinking about it. And the reason that that's muddy water is because that can vary from, like, everyone. Because people look at my tattoos that, like, I've straight up had people tell me to my face that they think my Wheatstock tattoo is stupid. And that one has the deepest meaning out of all of my tattoos. It's the Ireland one is my favorite, but the Wheatstock one has, like, the most meaning, and people think it's stupid. So, like, in that sense, I understand how this statement is completely false, but, like, I would personally never get, I don't know, like, a tattoo of, like, lip prints on my butt cheeks, or, like, I like, that's the stupidest tattoo I can think of. I can't think of anything else. I would never get something like that. But to just go in and, like, say, hey, I just want a tattoo today and let, you know, I would still do my research on an artist because I'm never just going to go to somebody, like, willy-nilly because that's just not the type of person I am. I would choose an artist and just be like, hey, can you just, like, design something? Like, whatever you've been wanting to tattoo or design or, you know, whatever's in your brain, like, just go for it. I would still have the final say. I'm not just going to let them, like, free ball on my arm, but
yeah,
that's not the right use of that term at all.
I mean, it works. It fucking works.
Okay,
so I think what I want to ask you, though, is deeper meaning. What does tattoos mean to you?
What do you mean? Like, why do I get them?
Like, yes.
I don't know. Like, when you really think about it, I think partly because I genuinely think tattoos are beautiful. Like, I think your tattoos are beautiful. I think my tattoos, with the exception of my compass, are beautiful.
Oh.
I think most people's are, even if it doesn't make sense to me, they're beautiful in their own way. Mm. And I think that it helps us all kind of, like, express ourselves. And okay, let's set aside tattoos that have no meaning for now. Just in reference to tattoos that do have meaning to the person, it helps you learn a lot about them. Because, like, if somebody asks me why I have my Wheatstock tattoo, if they want to hear, like, the full-on explanation, it's, like, I mean, it's mostly just cheesy. But it'll help you, like, learn something about me. So I think maybe that's why I get them, is just because, one, they're beautiful, and two, it helps me tell a story that I might not otherwise get to tell.
Okay. Because then I'm almost pretty much the same way. I think of them as, like, a nice little storybook on my body.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's definitely something that, like, when I'm actually dead, my body can still tell the story a bit once I'm gone. and I do think they're beautiful. But then when I have that thought, and this is, of course, me, like, trying to battle the whole don't make your thoughts a universal belief. But when I can think of it, and that's the reason why I do it, that's why I struggle so much, people who just get anything.
Mm, yeah, so I'm like, that's fair.
What story are we telling here? Like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, in a way that's true, you're still learning something about them, that they're a spontaneous individual that, like,
yeah,
it's just kind of like, fuck it, you know what, I just got this, and it was funny, and whatever, there we go.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. And I realize that I'm, like, splitting hairs by saying this, but I think for me, I don't understand the tattoos that people get that are, like, stupid, and, like, they think it's funny, but, like, it's kind of, like, really not funny at all, versus a tattoo that you would just let, like, artist's choice, basically, that you would just let your tattoo artist, like, do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. In my mind, those are two separate things, and I would not do the former. I would only do the latter.
Well, I mean, to them, though, I guess it's funny, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, like, I'm not going to judge you for that. Like, I might think it's stupid, but I'm not going to think that you're a stupid person for doing it.
Yeah.
There's a quote that I just looked up when you were talking about the tattoos are your story. We use this quote in our tattoo documentary, and it's Johnny Depp, and he said, "My body is my journal, and my tattoos are my story."
Mm.
So I thought that's pretty fitting. I feel like that's how I view it, is that, like, I get one life to live, I get one body to live in, I might as well fucking decorate it and make it look nice. I'm not going to live in an apartment with no decorations on the walls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know, I just get into this, like, almost momish mode when people get tattoos that doesn't mean anything to them. I'm like, honey, that's gonna be there forever. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm sitting here fucking covered head to toe in them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ooh, are you sure? Oh, God, actually, I'm so embarrassed about this. So, I caught myself for the first time, like, I heard myself being 68 years old.
Oh, no.
And, someone was telling me, Stevie was telling me about one of her brother's friends who, he's an engineer, and he makes a shit ton of money, and he has quit his job, and is going to move to New Zealand, somewhere, I think New Zealand, and is going to work off of a farm for a couple of years. And I made a noise that was like, oh, I ain't gonna pay the bills.
Oh, meanwhile, I'm over here like, that's awesome.
Right? I heard myself say it out loud like, oh, I ain't gonna pay no bills, that's a dumb idea. And then I was like, hold up, bitch. Didn't you just move to Ireland?
You literally did that. Yes.
I was like, what is happening to me? I think I, like, instantly came inside and took a shot of something. Because I'm like, hold up. You're only, at that time, 25. Chill out.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Good for him. You just did the same thing, you hypocrite. And what? But I was so ashamed. But I forgot to tell you about that.
I had this girl who... I think I found her on, like, Bumble BFF. And, like, from the start, I knew that the two of us weren't going to vibe, but, like, I added her on Instagram anyway. And the other day, I put up an Instagram story that was like, okay, now accepting applications. I had a horrible day at work. So shitty. And so I came home, and I was just, like, really fucking fed up, and I was fantasizing about, like, van life and, like, how fucking cool that would be. So I put up an Instagram story, kind of joking, but kind of not, about, you know, like, does anybody want to live in a van with me and just travel the country? So she responded and was like, oh, me. And I was like, oh, great, yay. and she then, like, started going on, and she, like, thought that I was serious, that, like, literally I was actively looking for someone to, like, live in a van with me.
Oh.
And I was like, no, like, I have to at least stay in this job for 3 years. And she was like, why? And I said, well, because, like, I've moved around so much in the last, like, 4 to 5 years, and, like, there's literally nothing on my resume that's, like, longer than 9 months. So, like, I just really need some stability on my resume because I need to be able to, like, you know, have a retirement fund and, like, all that kind of stuff. And she was like, oh, God. I blocked her since then, so I can't go read the message. But it was something about, like, oh, well, I guess if that's what you want to do. Or it was, like, something so passive-aggressive of, like, well, I don't really understand why you have to wait for 3 years, but, like, okay.
Does she travel a lot?
No. Like, okay. Not at all. And she was like, have you traveled a lot? And I was like, yeah, I've traveled a lot in the last couple of years, which is why I'm kind of okay with, like, settling down for these next 3 years and, like, having a stable job under my belt. But, so I had the same moment where I was like, bitch, fuck off. Whereas, like, I would have been her, like, a year ago.
So I have a statement to make now. Maybe a not fun one, but, okay. And it might make me sound like a travel snob. I get so fucking annoyed when people share so much shit about travel, but they won't go do it.
Yeah.
But let me clarify that. You have no intentions of ever going and traveling.
Right. It's not like you're just not actively like, saving up.
Exactly. Or anything like that.
Yep.
And I understand for some people it takes a bunch of like quotes and stuff like that to motivate them to go do it.
Yep.
And that's fine. But when people who don't travel at all don't save up for it, don't do anything towards it, the amount of times I have seen the quote, what was the fuck? Now I just forgot it, of course. The money will always come back, but your time won't.
So I posted travel. That the other day.
Oh, God. The amount of times I've seen that circulated, though, by people that I know have not traveled.
Yeah.
And have no intentions to.
Yeah. What? Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and I, with her, I was like, well, yeah, like, I kind of have to have the stability. And she was like, she listed off what she's doing right now. She's a delivery driver for Grubhub and DoorDash, and she walks dogs on the app called Wag. And I'm like, so you don't have health insurance? Like, are you not... You're not worried about that, or are you still on your parents? Like, there were just a lot of questions that I was like, did you honestly think when you saw my Instagram story that I was seriously 100% looking for someone to hop in a van with me right now and go take off to the Grand Canyon? No! Like, no! So the fact that, one, you can't pick up on those nuances in, like, just in life... blocked, like I'm over it. But yeah, no, I think she's definitely one of those people who, like, yeah, she like came across as like a travel elitist, but when she like told me about her next trip, she was like, oh, I really want to go to Arizona. I'm like, oh, exotic. Which,
okay, to be fair, traveling within the states is fine, because I mean it sometimes is. That's all you can afford, and yep. Like that's all you can do, and maybe that's all your comfort zone can handle at this time.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Anyway, we've gone off on a total tangent, yes, but anyways, I also had an old woman moment where I like kind of scoffed at her and was like, well, I need to save up for retirement. Mm. What? Who are you?
Exactly. What age do you think it's okay for someone to get a tattoo?
This is a tricky one, because when I was 16, I had a very specific design. I could still draw it for you right now. I drew it myself. Very specific design that I wanted that included a Bible verse. And now, Tavinia and I have talked about this before. I was raised Catholic, and in the last few years, I've just got some fucking beef with the Catholic Church. It's not for me. I don't think it's for me. And so, in sort of in a way, think maybe Christianity as a whole is not for me. And so I was like tossing around like the idea of like Buddhism and whatever, and I was telling Tiffany about it, and she's, well, I don't know, can I say your things about religion?
Sure.
Okay. She told me that just in general she's not a fan of organized religion, but she still believes in God and all that kind of stuff. And so I thought that was a really interesting way to look at it. Why am I talking about this?
I
ages Bible verse tattoo. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, so yes, I thank God, or the universe, or whoever I believe in at this point in my life, that I did not get that tattoo when I was like, you know, because I had the plan when I was like 16, and I was like, when I turn 18, I'm totally getting it. Thank God that I did not, because I would hate that tattoo right now. And I wanted to put it on my wrist, because that's like the only place I can ever think to put a tattoo. Ugh, God, it like makes me want to, it makes me cringe, like thinking about the design that I had. But that being said, I mean, I guess if you're 18 years old and you have something that you want, that's fine. I think in a previous life, I would have been the person who was like, well, if your 14-year-old kid wants to get it and, like, you know, they're really passionate about it, like, you just sign off on it, like, it's still their body. Yeah, no. I think I would probably make my, if I have kids, would make them wait until they're 18 so they can make the decision on their own.
So, because like I just said, I'm pretty much 68. It's so funny. I think once I hit 23, maybe. 23. I think that's when things start going downhill. 23, I would start watching those movies where, like, the 12-year-olds or the 16-year-olds are like, I'm an adult screaming at their parents.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like Disney movies.
And I'm like, you don't fucking know what it means. Like, and lose my shit at the television.
Yeah, that's true.
So, so I'm thinking about this if I had children. If I had a kid and they came up to me and they're like, 13. Come up to me, they're like, I want to get this tattoo, blah, 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 blah. So obviously, wait, I think it's just, oh, it depends on the state, whatever state is considered adulthood. So I know in Texas, you're considered an adult at 17. So I think at 17, you can get your own tattoo. But so yeah, definitely at 13, you need parents' permission. I honestly feel like there's no way to like seriously generalize it because it depends on what it's for. So like, if, God forbid, if I even get married, if their dad just passed away and they want to get a tattoo of something from him, then I would understand that. And I would definitely go with it. Yes, they're very young, but it is their body, and they obviously can show that they understand what it means.
Yeah.
But then, I'm asking this question because I'm just going back to the debate of people who get tattoos for no meaning. And I'm just saying, oh, but a kid has to just get them for only for meaning. But I feel like that's because they're a kid.
Yeah, because the thing that you might get at age 13 that you just think is, like, funny is... Oh, God, let's see. What was I doing when I was 13?
What year
I might not have done too bad because I was really into Harry Potter, and I still am, and I'm still, like, I'm planning a huge Harry Potter piece. But, like, other shit, like, yeah, it probably would have ended up just being something, like, oh, just totally cringy.
Yep. Ugh. So, but then also a part of me feels like you should just let them do it because then they'll learn a very permanent lesson.
That's yeah, but they probably won't learn that lesson for another, like, 5 or 6 years.
True, but there's things that exist, like tattoo removal.
That's true.
Or, you know, what is it when they, like, change it up and make it look like something different?
Yeah, cover up.
Cover up. Those things exist.
That's true. So, which I might utilize because I really don't like my compass tattoo anymore and might get it covered up. So that's fair.
Why don't you like it?
She was literally high on meth when she did it. We later found out. So she, at the time I thought like this really fucking hurts for what it is. And it's because she was like digging way too deep into my skin and it's scarred so, so bad. Like really, really bad. It's really bubbly. And I don't think I like the design, and I wish that I would have done more research on an artist, which is why I will never, ever get a tattoo without doing so much research on an artist, because she told me that she couldn't make the lines any thinner. And I should have known at the time, because my Wheatstock tattoo... Okay, so for people who are not, like, familiar with the world of tattoos, the average bear, like, if you see, like, a black ink tattoo and it's got, like, some thin-ish looking lines, those are usually done with 3 needles. And that's usually as thin as most tattoo artists will work with because it's working with anything smaller than that is really, really difficult. So if you want something that's really, really tiny with a lot of detail, you have to find an artist who's comfortable or maybe even specializes in single-needle designs. So my Wheatstock tattoo is single needle, and my Ireland tattoo is mostly single needle. So at the time, I only had my Wheatstock, and when she told me that she couldn't make the lines any thinner, for some reason, I was like, oh, okay. So I just went with it, and now it's just, I don't know, it's just bulky and ugly, and not ugly. I don't hate it. I just wish it was something else. So... Anyways, back to your 13-year-old. Sorry for...
That's actually really funny, you know, going off of it, because the one that I have on my forearm that people don't notice somehow, the guy that was supposed to do it was, like, late coming back in, and him and the boss got into a big fight, and he fucking quit right there on the spot.
Oh, shit.
Went out, took money out of his bank account, took it back into the tattoo shop, ripped the money up in front of the boss, said, fuck you,
Oh,
ran back out. Exactly. Like, I was like, bruh, you might want to be keeping that money.
I'm like
now.
Picking up the pieces behind him. Like, wait, we can salvage this.
Yeah. And then some girl who came who wasn't supposed to be there, he had to call her in to come do my tattoo. And she was pissed. And I was like, should we, are you okay? Or before we do this, do you want to take a minute? Or I don't know. But
damn.
That's pretty funny that we've had similar, not so great situations. But
yeah.
Why'd
you gotta rip up the money though?
Like, that part made no sense.
The money did nothing to you.
No sense. That means he literally went to an ATM, yeah. Sat there, put in his PIN, right. Said, no, I don't want a receipt. I don't right. need to check my balance.
Yes, I'm okay with a $3 charge.
Withdrawal.
Yeah.
Type in the amount in 20s only. Take it back in. No. Finish that. Walk back. Come in. Rip up that money, like.
Yeah, I look forward to the day when I'm balling like that. I guess let's just put it that way.
Oh my god, but that's funny though that you said like you know you'll never get. I mean, given your experience, yes, never go to a tattoo or like without researching them. I will just walk into any shop even after that experience and be like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, and. I mean, I guess maybe that statement isn't entirely true because I was going to do it with you. Like when we were in Estes and we went to that tattoo place, I was going to get, but it was super simple and it would have been fine if it was a 3-needle instead of a 1-needle. Cause I was going to get the outline of Dash's ears. Mm. So like if somebody fucks that up, you should not be a tattoo artist like at all.
And I mean, obviously transferring it from paper to skin is different, but I feel like that time period and when they're drawing it up and you're kind of working with them and you're like, oh, can we change this? Can we tweak that? Blah, blah, blah. I feel like that's just a good indicator of
yeah
how they're going to do. But I guess
yeah, when that's
it
true.
Actually gets down to it, they could yeah. be shit. So, so 13-year-old comes up to me. It just depends on the reasoning for it, but also part of me is just like, let them fucking do it. And I'll explain to them over and over again why you maybe should wait because things can change, but
yeah, because you know their first thing is gonna be like, mommy, you have tattoos.
Exactly. Although I didn't get them when I was 13, so I'm like pissed at my hypothetical child. So yeah, it just depends, and also on their maturity level.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if my like out of control child comes up and is like, I want a tattoo, no, sit the fuck down.
Yeah, really though,
pipe down.
So, I'm going to did you want to say anything else about tattoos before I transition to hair? We can come back to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any, like, hard-hitting thoughts.
Okay. So, hair. We talked about it kind of in the workplace, but I want to talk about it in general and mostly from a, African-American standpoint. So... And if you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend going and watching the documentary that Chris Rock did. I think it's just called Hair. I should look it up real quick.
Yeah, I think it is. I haven't watched it yet, though. It's on Netflix, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's called Good Hair. That's what it's called. And he follows a bunch of women. I think he goes to India, too. Somewhere. Anyways, the whole point of it is he talks to black women in the hair industry and how much it costs, where that hair comes from. He visits the place where the hair comes from, all this kind of stuff. Hair is a huge fucking topic for women in the black community. Because there is so much that comes with it. Lots of, if you get it relaxed, if it's natural... and what you do with it and how you are then perceived in the community. So typically, if you have relaxed hair, which for black people does not mean curly, it means straight. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. It's very, it depends on who you're talking to, but it's almost seen as assimilation. Mm-hmm. And as you're trying to obtain... You're almost idolizing white culture, and that's what you're trying to become in a way. So there's that, and also it's just not very good for you. It does terrible things to your scalp, and just many things like that. And then there's a natural hair, which is like it sounds. It's natural hair. There's no chemicals in it. And it's just your natural hair. And you do what you want. And but then there's also, not mostly, not really black people, but other people will consider it sometimes maybe nappy. So there's lots that come with both sides of it. And then there's this whole thing about when you're about to go natural from having chemicals in your hair, you usually do what's called the big chop. And that's where you cut your hair either super, super, super short, or you cut it all off. And then that's supposed to be,
I see,
like,
where this is going.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the beginning of your natural journey. And so I had long hair. I've always had long hair. As a kid, I had super, super long hair. And my mom, I think, took to me to go get my first relaxer when I was, I think, 12, maybe? Which pissed a lot of people off. We'll come back to that. And my hair was so freaking long. And I couldn't really take care of it very well, so we cut it a little bit. And whatever, had long hair for a while, whatever. I had a situation go terribly wrong in high school. Someone gave me a bad perm. And because it's chemical, a lot of my hair fell out, like a lot of it. And so I had to cut it all off. The dermatologist essentially said, you can keep cutting it short and letting it grow back and then cutting it again to make sure that all the damage is gone, or just completely cut it all off. And so we ended up just cutting it all off. And so I had super, super short hair, nearly bald. And I just wore cute headbands and stuff like that. I was in college, so that was still acceptable to do. And then it grew back out. I let it grow back out because I thought it looked like a hideous little boy. A little stupid to me. And it grew back out, whatever. The process of it growing out was horrendous. But got through it, whatever. Had long hair for a while. I would always kind of like cut it, make bangs, whatever, do something random. And then actually a year ago in February, I chopped it all off. Just because I was
tired. I chopped it off.
Well, I started it, and then you...
Yeah, you did. I shaved it.
It was a team effort.
Let's put it that way. I shaved it.
We chopped it all off. And the amount of messages I got in of a couple things. One, like, holy crap, you did that. And wow. And then also, oh, did you just do the big chop? Are you going natural now? Or
I remember how frustrated you were about that, that everybody thought that it meant that you were going to natural hair.
Yes, because to me, it always this is going to take us down another little train I don't really fully want to go down, at least on this episode, but I have to briefly touch on it now. I have often, by others in the black community, been seen as trying to be white. One, because of the way I talk, the way I carry myself, the way I dress, the way I do my hair, things like that. And it's really fucking frustrating. And so for me to do that and for people to seem like, oh, she finally caved and she's finally doing the natural hair thing, pisses me off so much. Mm-hmm. Because it to me, it feels like they think I've caved, or they think finally she's coming over to the black side. You know, like,
yeah,
that kind of shit. And so that really makes me fucking angry. And that's why it really irked me a lot, actually, about people asking me about, oh, because I would be quick to say, trust me, when or if I ever decide to grow it back out, your girl's getting a perm, because it's just easier to deal with my hair that way, and that's my fucking decision to make. But, yeah, I just got really, really frustrated about people asking me that, because, no, I just cut it all off because I got tired of it, and I fucking kept cutting it shorter and shorter anyways, might as well just fully cut it all off. And even since doing that, and some people who've asked me, are you doing the big chop? Because they still think I'm doing the big chop, they're asking me, when am I going to start growing it out?
Yeah, like, no, this is just my hair now, God.
I don't know how many times I have to explain to you that's not what I'm doing, but it's not. And I just like it this way, and it's so much easier. I did this definitely for convenience, not for a statement of any kind. And so that part just frustrates me, but it's also just very, very funny to see. So, I mean, so I'm a black woman. I'm a large black woman. And then to be a large black woman with no hair, it almost seems like to some people that I'm just this walking punk, not maybe not punk rock, just badass feminist, I'm here to cut your balls off and burn all the bras.
You're probably lesbian too.
And, like. Oh, definitely lesbian. Just lots of things that come with it, and to see people's like reactions, like, oh God, where's her hair? Like, you can just see it in their eyes. So, and sometimes it's really fun, and other times it's just really fucking frustrating. Because yeah. I just don't have hair, because I don't want hair. It's not supposed to be any kind of statement of any kind. It's just what it is, man. And, I mean, and I think in some... This is another thing that I actually really enjoy or miss about Europe. Is so when I cut my hair, the men I was talking to, and I said men, you heard that correctly. I let them know, like, hey, so you, I know you haven't seen me in a bit, but all that hair is gone. And if that's a thing, like, if you're not about it, then whatever. And every single one of them was like, I don't care. Okay. Like.
Yeah, like, that's your decision.
Yep, looks cool. And I just automatically had that assumption that they're going to be like, ew, I don't want to have relations with a person that looks like a boy. Or just things like that, you know, that I had built up in my mind, which is so refreshing. Which I, of course, was like, oh, you know, men aren't so terrible. None of them would think that. And then I came back to the States, and it's like...
They all think that, because they suck.
Don't talk to her. She's lesbian now. Yeah. So, it's just very interesting and very frustrating to live a life with no hair and be black.
Yep. Okay, don't take this the wrong way. But, do you remember, I know that you do, there was a time when we lived in Ireland that I was like, hey, Tavinia, I'm going to chop all my hair off.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I don't know, man, like, you probably shouldn't do that. And I had this whole thing, I even went in for, like, a consultation, I had it planned out, I was going to, like, mostly, like, I guess shave is the right word, like, shave most of it, but then leave, like, a little bit that would, like, flop off to the side and the front. And I had all these, like, ideas, and I was so excited, and I asked Tavinia about it, and she was like, I don't know, man, I don't think that's a good idea. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she was like, hey, so I have this great idea. And I'm pretty sure the look on my face was like...
I don't think it went like that exactly.
It was pretty close.
Yes, you definitely told me about your hair idea, and I was kind of like, because I was worried about your head shape. And I think it started as like a, I saw some videos, and then I was like looking at you like, oh God, I'm thinking about doing it now. I'm going to have to tell her, even though she came up with this idea first. And like, I feel like it was like a, so thinking about shaving all my hair off, knowing fully that you would come up with that idea first and didn't want it, which is why I don't have the Irish tattoo right now, is because... I felt very bad for stealing the thunder of cutting all hair off. And then we were supposed to get our Irish tattoos at the same time, and I had to make sure she got hers first, at least.
She still doesn't have it, so now it's like not even like a cool, like, matchy thing.
I'm gonna get it. So, but yeah. Definitely was fully aware that it was your idea first and felt very guilty, but I pierced my ears, and I couldn't leave that for too long with not having a purpose that I did it. But
that's true. So I am still tossing that idea around, honestly, because I've been cutting my own hair for, well, since before I left for Ireland. So let's say two years that I've been cutting my own hair now. Well, no, longer than that. Well, okay, we're going to say two because my brain isn't going to do the math here. I've been cutting my own hair for like 2 years, and there always comes a point where I fuck it up. And I fucked it up recently, like in the last 2 days, because it was the day that I had such a fucking horrible day at work. So today's Wednesday. The horrible day at work was on Monday. And I was so stressed at work that I was playing with my hair like nonstop. And I stretched out the curls on one side. And for a couple of weeks, I've been noticing that like one side is longer than the other side. And so when those curls got stretched out, then they were like extra, extra long. And I was like, what the fuck? And I got really, really annoyed. So I came back to my apartment and I grabbed my shears and like cut off those curls that were too long. At the time, it looked great. And then the next morning, I got it wet and they sprung right up. And now I have like...
oh.
Yeah. I have this little section of hair on the right side of my head that's like probably like from my ear forward is only like 3 inches long. and then just completely abruptly, like mullet style, goes to like long curls in the back. So I either need to cut off, I think I'm going to have to cut off like all of the back hair. Like I'm going to have really, really short hair here in a few days when I do it. I only wash my hair like once a week, and I only cut my hair, well, with the exception of Monday, I only cut my hair on the days that I wash it because I have to comb it, and I don't comb it anyways. It's a whole thing. Yeah, so the next time I wash my hair, I'm probably going to chop off a lot of it, which kind of makes me think maybe I should just make an appointment at a salon and have them do the haircut that I wanted for so long. But I think I've gotten so used to cutting my own hair and not having to pay someone to do my hair that getting a hairstyle like that that's going to require frequent maintenance by someone other than myself would just kill me, because I don't want to have to pay someone to do my hair because I'm cheap.
Yeah, I definitely didn't trust anyone for a while after that chemical burn.
Yeah. Oof, yeah, I used to get my hair chemically straightened, like when I was in like middle school to high school. And yeah, it would burn the shit out of my scalp. Like because I'm sure, I think it's probably the same process. Well, maybe you guys might have, you guys, oh my God, who am I? People of color. Yeah, exactly. I hate myself. Oh, I thought people of color. No. People of color probably require a bit stronger chemicals because in general your hair is coarser, but it was the same concept of like relaxing curls, and it would burn the shit out of my scalp. I would have like literally burn marks that would like peel and scab over a few days after I got my hair straightened. So yeah, that's not good.
I think I'm fully understanding what you just said and why you said, ew, I hate myself.
Yeah, because I referred to black people as you guys. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. I did that.
I don't know why I find that so funny. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I know you're not being offensive at all. So.
Like, it just came out, and then I was like, wait, let's correct
that. But the level of uncomfort you feel, I think, is what's making me laugh. I don't know. I thought you were getting mad with yourself for saying you all instead of y'all, and I'm going to say, no. Yeah, check yourself.
No.
And then
because I collectively referred to black people as you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we only have, like, 3 minutes left. Do you have any finishing points?
Holy shit, do we?
Yep.
Well, we still have to answer questions. Oh, yeah. We didn't really talk about makeup more. Did you want to talk about makeup more?
No, I just want to say that, I'm really fucking sick of the memes. And I know that, like, 95% of the population finds them hilarious. The memes that are like, oh, take a girl on a first date to go swimming so that you can see what she really looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Two things here. Two things. One, fuck off. I'm not wearing makeup for you. I'm wearing makeup because I like it. Literally, today, I sat around and did my makeup because I just wanted to play with my makeup. Number two, bitch, if you think I didn't buy waterproof, you are severely mistaken. Get out of here. Nice try.
That's just so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't like when people say things like
that. No. Yeah. I am not in the business of bashing people for their hobbies. Generally, I don't want to like completely blanket statement that, because I'm sure I've made fun of someone for something at some point. Hold up, but what?
I was like, hold up, man.
Yeah. But like, if that's my thing, like if I want to sit around and play with makeup, why do you give a fuck? Like, why do you give a fuck? Like, one of my biggest pet peeves is girls, women, people, whoever posts and is like, oh, like, I never wear makeup. And it's, like, this huge, like, point of pride for them that they never wear makeup. And it's not even that. Like, you can be proud of the fact that you don't wear makeup. That's totally fine. But then they also feel the need to shit on people who do wear makeup at the end of it. Oh, my God, that gets under my skin. Mm. So that's mostly just a rant, but that's my final thoughts.
Yeah, I have no real thoughts on makeup. I don't like it. I do as little of it as possible. I panic when I have to buy it myself.
That's true. She does.
And, yeah.
Yep. About sums it up.
So, in a way, this became the Claudia Wamplers Get Real with Body Modification.
Yep, it did. Not just tattoos.
Not just the tattoos. What was the hardest / easiest part to get real with for you, and why?
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, for me, this has been the hardest part, and it will continue to be the hardest part of having tattoos, and this is very specific, is that I can't be a flight attendant.
But you can. Literally.
Our friend who is one said
you can be one.
I know, but I don't think I personally could, like, get past it. Like, I mean, you know me. I, like, obsess over everything. I think I would be too nervous and I would blow it for myself. Because you have to, like, when you're a flight attendant, well, I mean, I guess I've never done it, so I don't know. But from what I've read online, if you, like, make it through the interview rounds, like, I could easily keep them covered for an interview, that's fine. But then you have to go to flight attendant training, which is, like, 6 weeks long, and some airlines literally give you, like, a uniform to wear those days. So, like, if they give me a short sleeve t-shirt, I'm okay at covering my tattoos up with makeup, but, like, you can tell that there's makeup on my arms. So, like, I genuinely don't think I would be able, like, somebody who has, like, a little one, I think could probably make it through just fine, but, like, I have three tattoos, they're all on my forearms, and two of them are rather large, and one of them is, like, scarred to shit, and when you put makeup over it, you can still see the scars. So, I don't know. I go back and forth about that a lot. Sometimes then I just say fuck it and apply for flight attendant jobs anyways, but I genuinely think that I would make an excellent flight attendant, and I think I would be so fucking happy as a flight attendant, and it breaks my heart that because I have tattoos that technically that's not supposed to happen. But the easiest part of all this is just it looks cool. And other people think it looks cool.
True that, true that. Hardest part for me is, it's always sometimes, and it shouldn't be, but it's always sometimes uncomfortable for me to take things to a racial standpoint. And so, to speak about, like, the hair part and everything, I'm always slightly uncomfortable because I'm thinking, I instantly pop up a good, like, 30 people in my head that might be listening to this, and like listening to, like, seeing their faces, maybe like, oh god, she's, I don't know, taking it to a racial place. But it's who I am. It's a real thing. Honestly, people who say they don't see color, that in a way is very offensive, because yes, it's who I am. So yeah, you kind of have to see who I am. I'm not some faded outline of a person.
Landon, it's like erasing all of your experiences that have happened because you're black, because you have a whole host of those. So yeah, by saying you don't see color, you're also erasing all of those stories.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that will always be the hardest part, but I need to, one, keep doing it, because it's literally, I can't get rid of that. So it's a part of who I am, and it has to be discussed. So easiest part, I love tattoos. So, oh, we didn't say what they are. Did you say all three of yours? You said, oh, yes, you did. I didn't say mine then, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to quickly say it. I'm sorry. Okay. I have on my left forearm, it's like the shape of a triangle. The print of it, actually, or the script of it, I don't really like the font. I like the concept, but the font's kind of hideous. But I wasn't going to argue with the angry lady after her coworker had just ripped up his money. So, it says reach self-actualization, and it makes a triangle, the words do, and it's for, it's related to Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It has a deeper meaning to me that I don't feel like getting into now, but I have that one, and then on my right wrist, I have three dots that my friend Alyssa has also on, I hope her mom doesn't listen to this, well, too late, she has it on her hip, and, I have multiple fucking sunflowers. I'm just hoping that if I keep tattooing myself in them, I'll become one. Oh my god. But I have like 1, 2, 3, 4 sunflowers, I think. And one of them's like a cluster of tiny sunflowers. I think on my last post of my like last big sunflower tattoo, the caption was, surprise, surprise, she got another sunflower tattoo. Might as well just go ahead and say what everyone's thinking. And then one of them, it wraps around the sunflower, and it says, the two most important days of your life is the day you're born and the day you realize why. Which, when I first heard that quote, it's Mark Twain, but I changed a word in the tattoo, so I feel like I don't have to actually quote him on my body. When I first heard that quote, it hit me very hard, because it hit me at a time in my life when I was, I don't think I realized how much I was drowning. And it's nice to think about every day I'm trying to figure out that important day of realizing why I was born, you know?
Yeah.
Type of thing. So it's been a big factor in life for me, and a constant like mantra. I think that's all of my tattoos. Yes. Most of them are just sunflowers. So but it's, I would okay, like
because
to get more.
I feel like from here on out my tattoos are going to be almost exclusively travel themed and then Harry Potter themed. So
yeah. Yeah, mine will probably, I mean, I have to get the Ireland one, but then after that it's probably gonna be more fucking sunflowers and bears.
Yeah.
So how has this changed you?
I mean, I feel like you and I were very familiar with each other's stances on all this kind of stuff, so I'm not feeling, like, horribly changed after this conversation, which I realize is not the right answer. I think it's just always good to have a reminder that everybody has different experiences. Mm-hmm. And sort of a lesson that I was, like, kind of chastising myself to myself. What? Anyways, was basically just that, like, there are times when you're going to talk about things from the perspective of a Black woman that I can't jump in on, and that that's okay. And so there were times when I would find myself during this conversation, like, wanting to jump in, or times that I did jump in, and then I just sound like a fucking idiot because this is literally doesn't concern you.
I mean, to a degree, I mean, yes, there's parts that you don't need to comment on because you're not a Black woman. Although Sydney thinks she is, which is still fucking hilarious to me. But I feel like I should explain that real quickly. We were playing a game of Never Have I Ever once, and one of my friends and coworkers, who was on the college episode, she was very, very drunk by that point. And the question, so people were trying to target me out, and I was the only Black person in the circle. And someone said, "Never have I ever been a Black woman," and she put her finger down. And then we, like, repeated it to her, and she was like, "Oh."
Oh, wait.
I was like, "Do you have something to tell me, my sister?"
That's hilarious.
No, I'm sorry, but yes, in certain degrees, yeah, but, I mean, one, this is also your podcast, too. I feel comfortable. I personally, which, God, we will talk about this in the Woman of Color episode. Because one person says something that they're comfortable, one Black person says something they're comfortable with, does not mean I'm speaking for all Black people.
Mm, yeah.
So, Tavinia Tucker is fine with you, Maggie Collett, saying what you think, because I know that it's not, I feel like it's a safe space. God, sometimes I hate using that word. but it's a safe space to be able to say it. And yeah. This is your fucking podcast as well.
Yeah.
Now, for those who listen, they might not want to hear it, but once again, they have the option of not listening anymore. So, I think in some degrees it's fine. We're going to have a whole fucking episode around it, so you're going to have to speak. So
that's true, yeah.
How has it changed this? You kind of stole mine, so thanks a lot.
Sorry.
But I was already kind of touching on it before. What was the hardest of just speaking about things with my own opinion out loud that other people can hear it? Yeah, I think having to talk about things, don't get me wrong, when we first started this, we were just going to talk about tattoos, and I would love to have done that, and I also don't think I know what I would have said for how it changed me, because tattoos. So mine's mostly focused around the hair portion of it. Being able to express my frustration, and I'm hoping certain people who did ask me about am I growing it out, and if it's about the big chop, is listening. Because this is a way that I can say my frustration, explain it, understand why, hopefully you understand why, and take it in a place of not, like, me just being a big bitch or whatever, but, like, it's just something I don't enjoy, or like, it just annoyed me, and whatever, it's over, but you now know why, and all those kinds of things. So if anything, it's changed, this topic has changed me, because it's one, just helping me open up my mouth more with actual things that matter to me and speaking them out loud and having other people hear, especially about my hair, because definitely in central Missouri, you don't get many black women, number one, and you don't get many black women with no hair, so it's always a very interesting topic for people.
Yep.
But I feel like I should say, while we're here, I'm so sorry, and then I'll be done. Since we're talking about hair, I don't think we're going to talk about it again. Maybe in Woman of Color episode. I'll bring it up then. I'll just type myself a nice little note while you say something that brought you joy. And
Something that brought me joy. It's only been a few days since we last recorded, so not a whole lot has happened. And it's been a pretty shitty week thus far. But today was really awesome. And I know that I talked about this in another episode. I think it was in the Friends episode. I talked about how much I love snow, and to many of us too. Mm-hmm. And so today we, like, literally a blizzard came through Denver. I don't think I've ever been in a blizzard, which, I mean, I wasn't because I was in my apartment. But, yeah, the news was saying that it's like hurricane force winds, but with snow. And it was insane. Like, it was crazy. So that makes me really fucking happy to be sitting in front of my window right now looking outside, and there's snow everywhere. And I can see, there's like, I've been watching this dog for like 20 minutes now. It's an apartment complex across the street, and he's probably on, I'm assuming it's a he because every dog is a he in my world. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's like 7 floors up, and they have like a little balcony.
That and counting was so creepy. And the microphone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3. Hey kids. So, yeah. He's like up on the like 7th floor, and he's just been standing in the balcony, and I think he's watching our apartment complex like sent over a little like Kubota with a snow plow on the front to like clear out our parking lot. So I think he's watching the Kubota clear the parking lot, but I'd like to think that he's looking right at me, so I've waved a couple of times.
Oh, God.
Just in case. I also wink back. If dogs, like, have you ever looked at a dog and it winks at you? Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Okay, that happens to me all the fucking time, and I always wink back just in case. It's like code for something. So I've waved at that dog a few times. That makes me happy. And then, of course, I'm going to mention a song. This week, in the last couple of days, I've discovered the song by, I think her name is Feyi. I don't know. It's spelled F-E-Y-I, and it's in all caps. And the song is called Fuck With a Dime, but fuck is spelled F, %, %, it's so good. It's just like this kind of like, I don't know, like atmospheric, like kind of chilled beat song about like, don't you know that you're fucking with a dime? Don't waste my time. Like, oh, it's just, it's really good. You should listen to it. I'll put it in the playlist so that you can.
what is the playlist called? Just the Cotty Womplers?
The Cotty Womplers. Yeah, I haven't like shared the link anywhere yet, so need to get on that.
Okay. Mine's actually weather related also.
Oh.
So just as much as I love the snow, I love the rain.
Yes.
And it's kind of turned into that weather here. We're like about to enter spring. Yes. And sadly, I think all the snow is gone now. But at least in the forecast. But
if only you could come to Colorado.
Oh my God. So I'm speaking about Mother Nature like I know her. The weather changed here, and I woke up this morning, and it was kind of like that cool breezy day where it had been raining all night, and so it's kind of nice and like chill, and then it like rains on and off throughout the day, but it's such a nice breeze. And I actually even texted Maggie today, and I was like, I feel like I should be in Ireland, like, right now. And to which she said, I feel like I should be in Ireland every single day. But, it was typical Irish weather. And I don't think I realized how much I missed it until I'm, like, in it. It's kind of like one of those, immersion, like, almost like shock therapy in a way, but, like, I don't know what the words I'm trying to use here. But just having that scent and that feeling and that like breeze just boom, take me back to that moment of being there, you know? it was just really nice. And it's now stopped raining, which is sad. I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, hopefully, but
it was just really nice. So jealous. It's funny because in Ireland, they would always complain about the weather, and me and Tiffany would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is fantastic.
Yeah, really, though.
Like, I loved walking to work in my rain boots and my rain jacket. Loved it. Yeah, I'm pretty jealous.
It was the best. But,
okay.
So I think that's it.
Yeah, we're now like 15 minutes over, so hopefully you stuck around.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
If not, bye, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye.